The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. The title of this podcast is Thankful. I am recording it just after Thanksgiving, but it is more than just about Thanksgiving. It is about being thankful. I have a lot to be thankful for. Oh my goodness. As you heard, I had surgery last month, and it was very successful. They fused two vertebrae together, separating them so that there was ample space for the nerves to kind of move and act like they should. And I now can read Braille. I can feel the dots like, oh, it's been years and years and years since I could feel the dots so well. Oh my goodness. On Thanksgiving Day, we had people around the table. We had some good friends there, Cecilia, who helps with the other podcast, Room 4216. We had some people from church. Oh, we had a warm, comfortable house, dry inside, a roof over our head, and food on the table. Some would kind of maybe counter, well, that, you know, that's fine, but the surgery woke up all your nerves, I heard you say, and now your arm is hurting. Well, that is kind of true. The nerves now have told me I've got severe tendonitis. So they would say, well, you give thankful people around your table. Well, your dad died this year, so you don't have all of them. Well, that is true. As far as food and things, the price of food is going up. How can you be thankful for that? There's war in our world. The grain is being stopped from the Ukraine going to Africa, so people are dying of hunger. Give thanks. I remember when I was probably 9 years old. It was not one of my first eye surgeries, but I think the second or third. I was in bed, and I had the surgery, and I was moaning and groaning. I wanted to be out playing with my friends, but this was the fourth or fifth day in the hospital, and I was not supposed to move, and I was just, and my mom was there, and she listened to it all until finally she said, David, have you noticed Chris in the bed next to you? Yeah, I talk with him when you leave. And she said, did you know he has cancer and he will be only living to the end of this month? They expect him to die. And at that, I went, what? And things just went racing through my head. She knew that I would understand that when this was all over, I could go home. I could have activity. I would be back with my friends. No, it wouldn't be like it was, but I would have life. You know, my mom taught me a lot. She taught me that life isn't fair. And you probably heard that from your mom or dad too. And that's not fair. Well, no, life isn't fair. But you know what else she taught me? That God is merciful. And I've had other podcasts on Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. But do you know that phrase shows up a lot more than just Psalm 118? Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. What's interesting then, if you look at this psalm, and I know many of you can't read because you are blind and unable to read Braille. Well, let me tell you, verse 8 actually says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. I love that. His unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Do you realize if God hadn't intervened, it would be bad all the time? But he does intervene. And so thanks is giving thanks and having that thankful attitude is more than, I sure am lucky I got lots of stuff, or I'm better than that guy. It acknowledges God as the giver. In Psalm 107, it says, again at verse 8, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. And this is repeated three more times in the psalm. Let me just give you, run through Psalm 107 just for a little bit. Verse 1, I've already said to you, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And then it goes on. Now, I'm summarizing here. I'm not going word for word, but it says, some wandered in desert and wastelands, and finding no city, were hungry and thirsty. And then it says in verse 7, and then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And that's going to be repeated. And then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And then it talks about how they're fed. And then it goes with verse 8, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Verse 10, it talks about some were sitting in darkness and deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in their chains, bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. And then it says, and then they cried to the Lord. And then in verse 15, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. You know, this kind of recounts what was happening to Israel. Wandering was kind of talking about Abraham, and the deep darkness was about Egypt. But it talks about you and me too, in our lives. It can, anyway. Well, verse 18, they loathed all food and came near the gates of death. Oh, I know some people who literally have done that. And then it again says, and then they cried to the Lord. And then, verse 21, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. And then, verse 18, others went out on ships. A tempest that lifted high the waves came crashing. But then, again it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and for his wonderful deeds for men. And then, verse 32 to 42, it kind of recaptures all of this once again, and how God, in the midst of life not being fair, is loving and intervenes with great deeds. And that's why that verse is repeated again and again. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. That's why I am thankful, because even when things aren't going right, I see God intervening and changing things again and again and again. Just as he did for that biggest problem of all, our sin that separates us from God. Jesus died, and we're going to need to know that, because someday we're going to die. But Jesus intervened again and changed that all who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Again, his wonderful deeds for men. Let's pray. Lord, we do give you thanks for your everlasting love, for all your wonderful deeds towards men. We thank you for all of the good things that we have in life, and that you do intervene even when things are rough and difficult, for we do turn to you and we trust in you. And even when death creeps close by, we know that you are even closer, giving us the promise of everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. Help us always to have a thankful heart, seeing you as the great giver of all gifts, including that of everlasting life and all the things of our daily life. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Tell me what you're thankful for. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.